So this has been one of the most boring Super Bowl lead-ups that I can remember in some time. Is this just me, or do just, like, I don't know. There doesn't seem to be any, you know, like, there's always, like, a storyline that happens, or there's nothing. And this has been boring. Really fucking boring.
There's not a lot behind it. I agree. Outside of the stupid shit that we're hearing all the time with the, you know, I don't even want to say her name. We know who we're talking about. All that crap, and Kelsey's obviously a big, you know, talking point. I mean, the thing you're hearing the most is Purdy ready? Is he good enough? Mahomes, oh my God, he's in the Super Bowl again. Oh man, KC's trying to repeat for the first time and since any team has done since the Pats in 03 and 04, you know. So, I mean, there's not a lot of narratives. I mean, even though there are, but nothing that's really interesting. Like, we say, oh yeah, that's something I'm looking forward to.
The head coach carousel is more interesting than anything.
Yeah, I mean, I think the only real interesting thing as far as coaching with this is if Reed wins, is he gonna walk away?
Now is not the time to talk about that, Jerry.
What do you mean now is not the time to talk about that?
That was a direct quote that he said. He said now is not the time to talk about it.
I didn't watch any interviews. I've been watching a lot of Pat McAfee because I love that guy's fucking show. He's the best sports talk show on any media platform right now because it's just a bunch of fucking doofuses. Him, his friends, they're all a bunch of doofuses and they admit it and they just talk about sports the way they want to talk about sports, the way we talk about sports, and it's relatable. They don't have a fucking agenda.
I appreciate your rant. I do. Yeah, I mean, I didn't see any interviews. It was a quote.
No, I get it. I mean, yeah. Media day on Monday, so it, you know, that's where the quotes are getting taken from, right?
Kind of a big one, boring one.
Yeah.
Welcome to another episode of the Fucked Up Fantasy Football Podcast. Co-host Corey Roussel, Jerry Rodriguez. I think you might know who we are by now, possibly. Let's see. I'm not sure. It was boring. Like I said, I was even thinking about bugging you, say, hey, maybe let's record an episode. There was nothing, so I didn't do it, bother. Tap on the Can this week is brought to you in part by Parallel 49. Juicy Pale Ale, it is back to Troll Juice. Because, I mean, we're in that mode right now. It is the Bets Pick / Conference Reaction Championship, Conference Championship Reaction. Remember, we didn't even talk about that at all, so...
We did not.
We'll touch on it briefly before we talk about the Super Bowl thing. Like I said, there's more things going on with that coaching carousel that we should probably talk about. Jim Harbaugh has left Michigan. That was official. That was like really close to happening. I think I kind of pretended that it was real, but that is actually real. He's bringing Greg Roman over as his offensive coordinator. So that's pretty fucking interesting because I do believe that he was the offensive coordinator with Harbaugh when they were in San Francisco. I'm pretty sure about that. Yeah, I'm almost 100% sure on that. I'm pretty sure.
I only remember him with the Ravens with Lamar and the beginning of Lamar's career.
I'm pretty sure 2011 to 2014, the exact same time that he was there in 49. Like, we'll have to get a stat guy to check on. I'm about 92% sure on that, though.
I'll take your word for it, sir.
Yeah, so I'm pretty interested to see, because before it was just rumors where he was going, but I heard that was going down, so I think that's pretty fucking interesting. We have Kellen Moore going to the Philadelphia Eagles, and Vic Fangio is going to become the DC over there in Philadelphia. The elusive and the enigmatic, is that the word that I'm going to use here? I was trying to tell somebody that...
Sounds right to me.
Yeah, you know, sometimes there's nouns, sometimes there's verbs. I'm using this anyway. Vic Fangio and Kellen Moore, and are we ready for this? The next one on the coaches? Arthur fucking Smith. The enigmatic Arthur Smith is the offensive coordinator for the Pittsburgh Steelers for the coming year. That's a fucking weird one. Do you know who Mike McDonald is?
He was formerly the DC for the Baltimore Ravens.
Gotcha. Okay, well, at least you know who the fuck he is. He's now the new head coach for the Seattle Seahawks. I don't know if we talked about Brian Callahan being the head coach over in Tennessee. I think we might have touched on it last time, but I think it's just one of the most useless hires that is out there. Next to Cliff Kingsbury, offensive coordinator for the Washington Commanders, followed by the fearless leader of our defense, Dan Quinn, who has proven time and time again that he's a defensive coordinator and he should not be the head coach role. But he's got another one in Washington, which really makes you wonder, like, honestly, how bad Bieniemy is. Bieniemy out. I think that's all that has really happened. But that's a lot. That is a lot going down. And thoughts, Jerry?
The Dan Quinn hire, that was just, I think they did that because they didn't get their guy. They wanted, what's his name? The Joe guy, the guy out of Detroit, the OC. According to my sources, Pat McAfee show, the Commanders were flying out to Detroit to go talk to him. And while they were on their way to see him, apparently he had made up his mind after he had made the meeting with them for them to come in and say, no, I'm staying. I don't want to go over there. And fuck, bro. Like, so good for him. He realized that that is an absolute shit show. I don't want to have anything to do with that. New ownership or no new ownership, no thanks. I'm good to go. I'll probably have a better opportunity down the road. Not to mention, maybe he genuinely feels like there's some unfinished business in Detroit, that they may have something there that they could, you know, make it to a Super Bowl or something like that. I mean, I in my heart of hearts, I hope they can, because I would like to see that team make it. It's just what, like a little sentimental favorite type of thing, and I think that'd be pretty, pretty sweet. Some of these hires are a little weird. The Dan Quinn one is by far he's a filler. He's a bridge. Bieniemy, poor guy. Is he really that bad? Was he really that good?
You know, well, I mean, now he's not even a coach.
Exactly. I mean, I think somebody's going to pick him up somewhere.
That has to be a major overreaction. He's definitely an offensive coordinator minimum, and that's proven for sure.
I agree. But from what we saw from the Commanders this year, I mean, they did put up points, but was that because of him or just because they were behind and Sam Howell's flinging the ball all over the place?
Who were the quarterbacks in Washington this year, Jerry?
It was mainly Sam Howell.
Yeah. Do we really got to say it? He's not that good.
No. But I mean, there were weeks where they put up sick points and they were playing against a trash team. And I mean, they're in a trash division, as we both know very well. There's two really bad teams, two really good teams. But I don't know. I saw a quote on Twitter or something like that, that they tried to compare Eric Bieniemy to the NFL. He's the NFL's version of Mark Jackson to the NBA. How Mark Jackson was like supposedly this brilliant mind, this brilliant basketball coaching mind. And he got his one shot, got kicked to the curb, and then hasn't gotten anything since.
Yeah, but Bieniemy hasn't even had a shot yet. Exactly. He hasn't even been a head coach. Exactly. So.
But I don't know. I feel bad. I hope he gets a chance. Was there any mention about Belichick stepping down and Jerod Mayo becoming the guy? Have we reacted to that?
I think that was like 100% going to happen, and I can't remember whether we reacted to it or not, but it's a Fucked Up Fantasy Football podcast, so refresh people's memories. What are your reactions to that, Jerry?
Well, I mean, if I understand correctly, I think that was kind of set in motion already. Like, they had kind of already said that he was eventually going to be the guy that was going to take over once Bill wasn't the guy anymore. So I think it's smart of them to keep it in-house, keep it with a guy who understands ownership, understands the system, understands what is expected of the Patriots. And because, I mean, it's not like they really made a huge move. You know, they went again with a defensive guy. He's a former player, not far removed from his playing days. And he did learn from one of the greatest defensive minds, if not the greatest defensive mind of all time in the NFL. So, I mean, I don't think that's too bad as long as he surrounds himself with good coordinators that are going to do a good job, especially on the offensive end. And then they go get a quarterback and get rid of fucking Mac Jones's sorry ass. You know, that'll be interesting. But I mean, anytime the Patriots aren't doing well, I'm happy because fuck them. Fuck the Patriots. I mean, who are we kidding? Seattle with the McDonald hire. I don't know. We'll see. I mean, they went from a guy who's supposedly an offensive guy to a guy who's a defensive guy. Maybe they're trying to get back to that Legion of Boom style of play, and they want to, you know, muck it up and get ugly with it. I think the most interesting hire of all, though, is Dave Canales from Tampa Bay's OC over to Carolina. Because, you know, as we know, Tepper doesn't have a lot of patience. He expects immediate results. The one thing we can say for Canales, though, is that he has been successful with quarterbacks. He was responsible for Geno's resurgence last season. He was responsible for Baker having his best statistical season as a starting quarterback in the NFL. So I think the reason behind that is because they want to make sure that they did the right job with by drafting Bryce Young and want to give him the best chance for success. So we'll see how that goes. It'll be interesting. I do want to mention that I think it's hilarious that the Dallas Cowboys are talking to Rex Ryan. All the Cowboys love to do is win the offseason and win headlines. Go Cowboys.
Yeah, I think you probably forgot about me schooling you on Dave Canales and his pedigree and why he was hired into Carolina. And I think that's a ridiculous hire, to be honest with you. But, I mean,
I'm not with it or against it. I'm on a wait and see with that one.
Yeah, I'm against it because I like to be bitter and angry at people. So I'm going against it. I have no idea who Anthony Weaver is, by the way. He's the new defensive coordinator in Miami. He took it over for Fangio. No idea who the fuck he is whatsoever. So that's also kind of super interesting. That's all I got for the coaches carousel. Jerry, you want to talk about the conference championship and get into our picks and things and stuff and stuff? The things and the stuff?
Let's do it.
Jerry. Well, I got absolutely slammed in the conference championship. Wrong. The Kansas City Chiefs 17 and the Baltimore Ravens 10. What a horrible, boring game this was. Definitely the most lackluster match out of the two conference championship games that we had to deal with this year. And Lamar Jackson, my God, way to not show up. You had the home field advantage. You had you had it all, kid. And he just couldn't pull the trigger. That was a really frustrating game to watch, Jerry. Frustrating game. Shout out to anybody who had Baltimore Ravens, Lamar Jackson, touchdowns over 1.5. Fucking comes out flying and scores a touchdown. And then what do we get from him, kids? Nothing. Now, yeah, that was, man. And Kelsey just two tutties, like, hello. Like, way to wake up and play in the playoffs. And, yeah, I ate shit a little bit because, you know, of course, I think it was the easy headline for everybody to go on, but everyone's like, oh, well, the Ravens are unproven, and so that means that the Chiefs are going to win. Oh, God, I'm exhausted.
Anybody that said that, go boring, fuck yourself, yeah, seriously.
Come boring on. Ass narrative, like, just go fuck yourself.
Like, get the fuck out of here with that shit.
Yeah, so dumb. And then the other dumb thing that I just want to get out of the way right now is to all of these fucking young, this is the young people. I'm going to go on an old man rant here, but to all you young bucks, you're fucks. You're just fucks. If, to anybody who thinks that you're a dynasty just simply for showing up to the finals, you're a moron. You've turned into one of these soft fucking goofballs that are walking around now that just want everybody to win and nobody can. You're an idiot. If you're going to be a dynasty, you need to do something more than just getting to the finals. All right. You need to go and win them. I don't know how else to put that without offending the soft ass generation even more, but like, shut up and stop using the fucking dynasty word. You're wrong. The Kansas City Chiefs are not a dynasty. We can start to consider them if they win on Sunday. I will start to consider it, but all of you need to fucking calm down when you're using that dynasty word. I'm sick and fucking tired of that bullshit that I've been hearing this week. I don't know if you've been hearing that, but I've been waiting for us to push record to just tell all of you fucking people who are on that, shut up. The Kansas City Chiefs are not a fucking dynasty yet.
I agree and I disagree with you. I agree in that sense, especially the point that you just made. If they win, 100%, yes. I don't think there's any doubt if they win the Super Bowl on Sunday that they are, in fact, a dynasty. I think there needs to be a better term to be used than dynasty. Dynasty is for winning on a regular basis. And by winning on a regular basis, that means winning the championship on a regular basis. That is how you become a dynasty.
Not the division championship, not the conference championship, Super Bowl.
You could be a divisional dynasty.
Vince Lombardi trophy. Vince Lombardi trophy.
I think they are whatever, I can't think of it off the top of my head right now, but whatever the word is that describes the level of consistency, winning year to year and getting to this point and getting to the AFC championship game and making yourself relevant where you are in the championship conversation year after year. Because I mean, facts are the facts. They're there all the time. They're in the conversation. Even in the middle of the season, where we're like, God damn, like they don't look so great. And then what do? They turn it on. So back to the game.
Yeah, but it's the exact same thing is that it's called the Hall of Fame. It's not the Hall of the Very Good. It's the Hall of Fame. It's the exact same token.
I agree. I think there's a lot of blame to go around to the Ravens. Lamar definitely deserves a great deal of it because why did Lamar suddenly just want to become a pocket passer?
Not sure. You know, he definitely got a little starstruck, I think. He got deer in the headlights and just got a little bit overwhelmed with the situation. I think
the moment did become very big.
And the Kansas City Chiefs line is nasty. I've said this many times. That's the wild card in the entire thing, and people just keep laughing at me because they can't name anybody except Chris Jones. You guys need to stop sleeping on that line.
The Kansas City Chiefs played probably their best defensive game of the entire season. This year, more than any other year, they had their best defense under Andy Reid and under Patrick Mahomes. I mean, they were top 10. I don't know where they were, but they were definitely top 10. I mean, they showed up every single week and defense was ready to rock and roll. I mean, I think the only week they didn't was week one against Detroit. And you could see that they clearly missed Jones. But Lamar deserves a great deal of blame because he decided to just try and like wait when he got strip sacked, all that stuff. It's the Lamar we've grown used to seeing and love or hate, whatever you want to call it, where he's like, he goes through the progressions, they're not there, fucking guy takes off. He never took off, and when he was scrambling backwards, and then when he's trying to juke and jive and try to make his way, he would get to the line of scrimmage and that's it, or lose a yard, 2 yards, 3 yards. It was clearly not working. The pass game was not working. And when KC marched down the field, Kelce catches that touchdown. It was insane. It was like, oh, shit, here we go. You can kind of see the writing on the wall. But then Lamar comes back, and he does that little duck move, and then throws the ball right over the top, hits Zay Flowers, and it's like, okay, we might have ourselves a game here. This is going to get interesting. And then there was nothing. Absolutely nothing. And the point where you knew the game was absolutely done was when that ball got smacked out of his hands and that touchback happened. You're like, game's over. game is over. Like, you may have thought that sooner, but that was it.
I have no idea. I cannot remember the last time that I've seen so many instances of this play in a season. It's absolutely wild. Defenders,
and you don't like it.
I love it. I think it's
about... Oh, I thought you disliked it. My bad.
No, I think it's about time that defenders have waken the fuck up and, like, getting a little bit more diverse with that peanut punch thing. I fucking love it.
I thought you meant the touchback when it goes out in the
That shit. People are paying attention. They just, like, give up instead of just trying to smoke the fool. Fucking go for the ball. Like, it's just... Mm-hmm. Yeah, great defense.
I got you mixed up with somebody else then. I talked to someone who was like, I don't like that play when the ball gets knocked out and it's, like, a touchback. That's stupid. I'm like, what do you mean that's stupid? Secure the fucking ball.
Well, again, all these people who don't want anybody to lose, that's probably that same crowd.
Yeah.
For the record, Brooke is the only one that won this game. Molly, myself, and yourself, we all lost. You and I both took Baltimore -3.5, and Molly took Baltimore on the money line. So that means Brooke scores with the Kansas City victory.
She should get a bonus point for being the only one winning that game.
Well, she doesn't need the bonus point because she might catch up to a couple. She might catch up to Molly here. Or no, it's not going to happen, I guess, because there is a possibility. There's a possibility.
Okay. Gotcha.
Since Brooke went 2-0, newsflash, took San Francisco, which we're about to talk about here. She is now one win behind Molly. Brooke has all of a sudden catapulted, shot up to 53-40. Unbelievable. Wow.
We need to get them to just do the podcast going forward because we don't know shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. I was like, holy shit. Like, what is going on here? This is pretty wild. San Francisco 49ers 34, the Detroit Lions 31. I get the win for Detroit because I took Detroit +7 and you took Niner gang -7. So you did another 0-2, which is kind of fantastic for me. You finish currently standing at 48-41. I will bat at 60-40 because again, 1-1.
Hold on. I had a winning record.
You've been winning record for a while there, buds. I told you about that. You were 48-39 going into the conference weekend. 48-41 currently standing. I mean, congratulations, Detroit. Congratulations. You had your shot and you blew it in one of the most embarrassing fashion ever.
So before you get into it, like, to just keep it simple here, because I want to go first on this one, and then I want to get your reaction on it, because I want you to react off of what I say, and then you add on to whatever. So continue, and then if you wouldn't mind, I'd like to.
That's it. This is a fucking embarrassment. I'm absolutely floored that the Detroit Lions didn't win that fucking game, and fuck me, fucking Niners. Fuck, I don't want to fucking... It's a tough Super Bowl to watch for me. Okay, it's your turn then.
So I personally gambling on that one. All I did for the entire playoffs was tease games. I lost my ass on the Baltimore game, and then I won it all back the other way. I teased Detroit up to like 14, and then I had the over. All that shit, like hit. How... As a personal fan of Motor City Dan, man, I didn't like how all the talking heads were, you live by the sword, you die by the sword. You live by the three, you die by the three. You live by the fourth, you die by the fourth. You know, that when do you realize that, like, no, I can't be gambling like this where we can get surefire points. We are in field goal range. Like, what the fuck was he thinking? And you're on the road. Like, that didn't make sense. They did everything right in the first half. They had that game won. Yes, you had to expect San Francisco to come back strong. They were going to have some big rah-rah moment at halftime in the locker room, and they weren't going to go out like a bunch of bitches. They were going to come out and play. They were going to do the damn thing. They were going to make a game out of it. but you're on the road. You don't have a fucking chance to have anything. Like, you are the enemy, the devil, you are whatever. You are, like, why? And I'm not going to sit here and like try and say that, like, he should be fired or whatever. But I would never say that, because the guy is he's a great head coach of a good NFL team. Like, he's got great coordinators who are head coaching candidates who have done a great job. They've got a great roster. They've from the first day he walked into the building until now, they have made tremendous strides, and they are going to be health willing, and like everybody stays healthy and everything keeps going, they're going to be a force to be reckoned with going forward. I'm not saying they're going to win championships, but they're going to be contenders. But man, you cannot do, I mean, like, you know how we hear about like guys like Aaron Rodgers or whoever, like these big time quarterbacks, or perfect example, when Philly won last time, and when Peterson said to Foles, hey man, if Foles comes out, hey man, Philly special, want to do it? Like, there was a conversation there. It's like, why didn't Goff or somebody say, coach, like, dude, man, no, let's take the surefire thing. Like, we have a better chance of making this field goal and getting 3 more points on the board because we're on the road. Points are so valuable on the road. Like, that was so disappointing. And this isn't any shade on the Niners. This is like, I don't hate the Niners. I used to. I don't hate them. But they got so fucking lucky because Detroit helped them win that game. And this Super Bowl should be KC versus Detroit. Anybody that tells me differently, okay, cool, man. You're entitled to your opinion. Go, yeah, good for you. But I that blew my mind, man. That absolutely blew my mind. I was beside myself. It was hard to see that. And it had to be like, when you don't get that fourth down conversion, that's got to be so deflating for the entire team. All three teams, defense, offense, and special teams. Like, they're like, man, like air just out of the tires. You're rolling on flats. I mean, what the fuck, dude?
I mean, hindsight's a bitch. They've been so good on fourth down, and they've made it so many times that that's just been what they've done all year long. And so I think that's just part of their pedigree, and I can definitely understand why they went for it, for sure. I don't think that it's the place of any players, and I don't think it's ever going to happen on any NFL team where someone will like point it out and say, like, no, let's not do that. And I don't think that's the play, especially in Detroit. They're kind of a little bit more rah-rah. So I think it's more of a hindsight thing to say that, to be honest with you. They were so successful at it all season long. I mean, stop Christian McCaffrey from running fucking house on that touchdown, and then you don't have to worry about making any fucking fourth down or doing any of that stupid bullshit. So play defense. You know, it's the same thing when I'm fucking pissed off because Bills fans fucking get the rules changed and they still can't win a game. Get the fucking rules changed and you still can't win a game. Ha ha. Maybe the fucking rule book went wide right and they forget. Anyway, it's just, it's ridiculous. I don't understand the criticism of it for him. It's sure, can you say that, you know, Motor City Dan is just being a stubborn football coach and just being, you know, who he is? Sure, I can see the case for that. But the team was making those fourth down plays all year long, and that was just who they were.
Were they making those on the road, though? I don't know personally.
Don't know, and wouldn't even consider it. If they kept on making it in general, you just keep on rolling with it. If that's been your success, and that's been the way that you've been. I don't think it matters. If you've been winning that way all year long, you go with what's winning. And so I'm pretty sure that he had, like, you're going to go for it on fourth down, and then your defense is going to stop him. And the defense was stopping them all game long, basically, except for that one McCaffrey, like, you know, that I kind of rip on him for. Like, they did play pretty good defense the whole game. Like, they did pretty well. So
the game was 10 days ago. Were they stopping them, or were the 49ers not executing well?
Well,
that part I don't really remember.
The 49ers didn't execute well in a sense, but I think that the Detroit Lions are just stuffing the lanes. Like, they kept trying to fire different gaps, and the Detroit Lions are just sitting there, and they were kind of flushing people out. Like, they did a really good job of, I think, covering and doing, you know, doing what they were supposed to do as a defensive unit. So, yeah.
It sucks to see that happen. That's all. On stuff like that, you know. To your point, yes, hindsight's 20/20. But I just feel like when you are on the road in a game of that magnitude, points are always going to be points, man. You have to take the points, especially when the team is surging and coming back. Like, I don't know. That was just such a hard pill to swallow.
Yeah, I hear you. Definitely a winner for everybody that got it on the over, though. That's for goddamn sure.
And for one last time for this season 23, 2023 and 24 season. That sucks, man. But we'll see you next year, man.
See you next year, Motor City Dying.
We love you, man.
The San Francisco 49ers are on the road in Las Vegas. Psych, everybody's on the road. It is a neutral site game. The San Francisco 49ers are 1.5-point favorites. The over-under is 47.5. If you are into that type of thing, Jerry, do you want first dibs on this, or will you defer to the second half?
I shall defer to you, sir.
I absolutely despise the San Francisco 49ers, and it is for a good reason. They are one of the most overrated bum teams in the National Football League. And if you've been listening to this entire season, you might get the message that the entire NFC are a bunch of fucking bums. I have said this from the beginning of the year, and my opinion still does not change. The San Francisco 49ers, anything to do with the National Football Conference, that NFC is just absolutely garbage. The AFC is going to win the Super Bowl this year. I have said that since literally day one, and I'm sticking to it for sure. Why am I sticking to it? I mean, come the fuck on. It's definitely Patty and the points. Patty has been here before, and so at this point in time, I definitely trust them. I mean, sure, you could have used the narrative last week, but the Baltimore Ravens were the hottest team in football. I don't give a flying fuck what anybody says. The Baltimore Ravens are the hottest team in football. They came out and they played like shit, and that happens. It happens. How do I know? I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan. I've been watching it for fucking too many years, so I call them the kettle black. I know exactly what I'm talking about when it comes to that, okay? Secondarily, there is a track record and a history of the San Francisco 49ers choking lately. They cannot win. They didn't even deserve to win the National Football Championship game. The Detroit Lions should have won that game. It was Detroit's game, and they lost it, allowing the San Francisco 49ers to win. I have no idea how. You can watch the Kansas City Chiefs stroll through the playoffs and do pretty well, and then watch the San Francisco 49ers fucking bump their fucking ass along the way, barely squeaking their way out of Green Bay, barely squeaking their way out of Detroit. San Francisco, no fucking goddamn way. I'm taking the Kansas City Chiefs +1.5, and I am going to take the over on the 47.5. It should be a shootout. Patty Mahomes, I'm looking for a couple of touchdowns again from Mr. Kelsey. I don't really understand who's actually going to cover him. I know San Francisco has a pretty good defensive line, but I think that their pass coverage is a little bit weak. So I'm excited to watch the Kansas City Chiefs defensive line eat Brock Purdy for breakfast. +1.5, Kansas City Chiefs. I asked Molly who she was taking. She looked at me and said Taylor Swift.
Oh my God, I love it.
So I guess Molly, you're the best. We're a Chiefs household this weekend.
Well, guess what, buddy? We are on board as well. Naturally, Brooke is like, yeah, I like Taylor Swift. There you go. Game of Swifty. But she also is more familiar with Casey Mahoney.
Does she sound exactly like that, Jerry?
No, absolutely not. Yeah. No, absolutely not. God, that was the worst impression.
Pointing that out.
If she ever heard that, she'd fucking cut my balls off.
Yeah.
So my book has it at 2, but 1.5, whatever. I mean, it doesn't matter. You know what I mean?
It's everywhere. Yeah, there is 2. There's 1.5, but I wanted 1.5, so I took it.
I have not put anything in yet. What I'm going to do is I'm going to tease it like I've been doing, because at 1.5, I'm going to move it up 7, and I'm going to take Casey at 8.5. If it we're going to use this number we have right now, 1.5, I'm going to put them up to 8.5. Plus 8.5, and I'm going to move the total to 41.5, and I'm going to go over. I can't go against Mahomes, man. Like if there's anything we learned in these playoffs, is you don't bet against Mahomes. All he's ever done is win in the playoffs. And the guys had the privilege to only play at home. And then this season, he's had to go on the fucking road, except for in the wild card playoff game where he got to play against the fish and he squished the fish. That's what he did. He squished the shit out of the fish. He turned them into tuna fish sandwiches. Okay. I can't. And if the Niners do win, and if they win by more than a touchdown, I'm going to be fucking shocked. Okay, like that to me is going to be the most amazing thing ever. I just can't do it. I no, absolutely 100% on KC. It's amazing that this line hasn't moved. Like, you would think people who actually know a little bit about football, just a little bit.
I just see it move 1.5 to 2 and back to 1.5 and back to 2 and back to 1. It hasn't, just 1.5.
My dream is for all these California fucks. Yeah, you guys. You guys live in your own goddamn world. I wish to God that that state would, like, just crack and break off and be its own island so you fucks can go away. Because you guys are the weirdest, most just, sorry. California's just a crazy place.
Wow, that was a really random rant towards California. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
I got a lot of friends out there. I lived out there a little bit. It just, especially lately, it's just wild. I don't know. I think they have more homeless people than they do actual, like, people that have homes. It's just wild out there. It's wild out there. My dream is for this somehow to get steamed up to 3.5. God, I would love that. Oh, God, I would love that.
All right, let's get out of fantasy land. You're ridiculous.
But if you're gonna do, if you're gonna take the Chiefs at the plus 1.5, you just sprinkle them on the money line.
I found a prop which I'm gonna be taking is both teams to have a second half lead at plus 160.
That's a cool one.
I think I really like that. I think again, it's gonna be close. I think it's gonna be a little tit for tat here, and I'm assuming it's gonna be in the second half. So I like the plus 160 and being on the positive side of the money.
Okay, I'm gonna rapid fire through a bunch of them I have right here. Rashee Rice reception yards over 66.5 minus 125. Mahomes pass attempts under 36.5 plus 100. This is according to my book. I like that prop simply because I think the Niners are going to try and control the clock and they're going to run the ball a lot. So it's not going to give Mahomes as many chances to throw the ball around. And I don't see it being the type of game where Mahomes is going to be flinging the ball around. I think there's going to be a heavy dosage of Pacheco. Although that left or right guard, I don't know what position he plays, Mahaney, whatever, he's got the messed up tricep or pectoral or something like that. They're saying he's very unlikely to play. I don't think that's a big deal, but I think it's big enough where it can affect the run game. I like Kelsey TD minus 115, Pacheco TD minus 120, CMC TD minus 240. If you're feeling froggy, I mean, that should be guaranteed money, but that's a high price to pay for that. Debo TD plus 142, Ayuk TD plus 158, Mahomes rush yards over 26.5 minus 115. Just chick. I don't know how to say his fucking name. Over 4.5 receiving yards minus 130. He can get that in one catch. One reception from saying, just check. minus 165. I don't give a shit that that's high. I like that. And second half under. KC is notorious. Notorious for going under in the second half. There were only 3 points scored in the AFC Championship. Second half.
My question to you is blue, purple, orange, yellow or green, red, pink, clear or water, or no Gatorade poured?
Yellow.
You, sir, are going to be locked into plus 600 at yellow.
Wow.
I am taking orange at plus 400. I lost last year. I think I took red Gatorade because I thought the Chiefs were going to win, which, you know, not too bad, but it was purple.
I've never done a Gatorade ever. I'm like a bet. I think that's silly. I do the coin toss, and I don't have a pick on it yet. I kind of just do it right then and there. I'm like, that one. I'll probably let Brooke pick it this year since she's so fucking good at picking.
Yeah, that's turned into to be something. That's for sure.
And then if it wins, I'm going to hand her the cash right there. There you go, babe.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like a smart move. Not going to lie. She deserves it.
Absolutely. She killed it. And Molly would too. Shout out to Molly.
Yeah, no, 100%. This kind of turned out exactly the way I wanted it to, if not just a little bit better. So definitely stoked on that for sure. There's no way that you're going to be able to catch Brooke. I just want to let you know. And it also means that since we all picked Kansas City, that Molly's probably going to finish with one win above as well. So very, very
interesting. Give her the cheers. Give her the yay, whatever it is.
There you go. There it is. Thank you for joining us for another episode of the Fucked Up Fantasy Football Podcast. Co-host Corey Roussel, Jerry Rodriguez. We finally got here. We are at Super Bowl weekend, kids. What? I know, Jerry, you have some plans. You're going to the Denvers, to Colorado's. Are you looking for any like particular Super Bowl appetizer that you're going to take place in, or foods, or are you just looking to watch the game? What's kind of your plans? Are you going to be rolling in Colorado here?
I would love a really delicious buffalo chicken dip. If not, plenty of wings, lots of wings. I'm a Miller Lite guy, but when in Rome, I'm going to be drinking the Rocky Mountain refreshment. I'm going to be fucking up some Coors Lights. Because that way I'm not hammered the entire time. I can just kind of coast. But you better believe I'm going to be on them edibles. I'm going to a state where it's recreationally.
You need to slow your roll. You need to know and just take it from experience, all right? You know that I know what we know. You need to be careful. That altitude is no fucking joke, my guy.
I know. I can't wait.
Yo, me. I was sitting outside of a greenhouse after the tour and had my pen, and I was just like... Yo, I almost passed out. I like had to like drink some water before I like, was just like out. So just careful, moderation. Just it's gonna be a thing, Jerry. Get ready for it.
Absolutely, 100%. Like the first, so we get there on Saturday, and we're gonna arrive at like 4 p.m. I'm gonna test myself that day.
Beautiful. That's the way you should.
That way, I'm prepped for Sunday, and I know what's up. But I intend on just kind of being on an edible tip. I'm gonna have a disposable vape pen that, you know, I'm just hitting that every now and then when I just need to get back and get right. But yeah, I just intend on being like just on cruise control, you know,
be right
at a very comfortable altitude. You know, we've just reached our cruising comfortable altitude. I hope you're all comfortable. Just lay your seats back and enjoy the ride. That's the plan.
Good luck to everybody this week in your daily fantasy matchups. If you choose to submit them, and I hope everybody just wins a lot of money this weekend.
I hope so too. Yeah, bet responsibly, of course, but have fun. And one last thing.
Yes.
To our people in Brazil, our listeners in Brazil, shout out to you guys. Guess what? You guys have the Cowboys and the Eagles week one. It's a Friday.
Yeah.
So you guys are getting some football, man. We're going to talk about that next season. We'll get into it, and we're going to send you all the shout outs and the love and all that good stuff. Thanks for listening. We love you guys. And man, it was a great season. Thanks for having me aboard. I really have had a good time this season, and I'm looking forward to next season.
Oh, we'll have I agree. We're definitely going to have a little bit of a breakdown once we get the hell out of here. But fuck you, Jerry. Go Cowboys. And love you, Brazil. Goodbye.
Fuck you, Corey. Go Giants.
Nope. Fuck the Giants.
And fuck the Cowboys.
Fuck you, Jerry.
Fuck you.